Yeah, we get to find out about the Findlay City Schools Summer Lunch Program. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning, and Community Day in Findlay. Happy Flag Day. And our WTO 11 weather forecast has, well, we're looking pretty good. Sunshine and a cool day, only 83. So we're expected to get close to 100 a lot of next week. So WTO 11 weather forecast coming up. As we welcome Kelly Cheney, Stephanie Wren, Findlay City Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You are welcome. Yeah, thanks for coming out. And Community Day, and we turned out a great day. What do you guys love about Findlay? Like the city, all the things going on.
So many things about Findlay. I've recently been going to all of the Live at Arms shows at MCPA, which are amazing.
Yeah. Nice.
And I love that. I am a former teacher, so I love that no matter where I go, I get to see former students everywhere.
Right.
It's like the best thing ever. So I love that about Findlay.
My brother's a teacher in Delaware, and wherever he goes, we'll run into something.
It's really great. Yeah.
It seems. Stephanie, anything?
I just love the town itself. There's always so much to do. Lots of great local businesses and restaurants to enjoy. And the fact that we're close enough to like the big cities to get away if you want.
Yeah, but right here
at home, it's very friendly and safe and welcoming place to grow up and have children. And Findlay City Schools is a very good asset.
Oh, you're so good at this radio thing. Merging right over. Yeah, we call that a segue.
Okay.
So, Findlay City Schools, and kids are out, but some kids are not able to have lunches like when they are in school. So, who wants to start out?
That's exactly
Kelly?
Right. So, that's something we think about even when kids leave for the weekend during the school year or when we have a snow day or a cancellation. We're always thinking about the meals that those kids might be missing. So, the idea that we can provide free meals throughout the summer with the help of the USDA Summer Lunch Program gives us a little bit of peace of mind about our kids and allows us to check in with them throughout the summer, which is awesome too.
Yeah. And not go hungry.
Absolutely. So this program is available for communities who have 50% or more of their children eligible for free and reduced lunch.
Okay.
And so since our community is one of those communities, we can apply to be a sponsor. And then once we're approved, we're able to be a host. The good thing about this, I think, is that it may be hosted at Findlay City Schools, at Glenwood Middle School, but it's for every Hancock County student.
Okay.
So you do not have to be a Findlay City Schools student. When we're feeding kids, we're all working for the same thing. So Hancock County kid can come and take advantage of this as well.
Stephanie Wren and Kelly Cheney here, Findlay City Schools. Stephanie, there's a lot of things planned for the summer.
Yeah, so in addition to providing the meals, we also have many local organizations who have volunteered their time to provide activities to the students. So their volunteers come in and they have a table set up in the cafeterium that the kids can visit. Many local providers. I don't know if you want me to read all those, but it's fabulous to have the support of all of these organizations.
Sure.
Also giving the kids something to do that's healthy and safe while they're having lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a part of their day.
Yeah. So where do kids go, or how can they get more information?
Absolutely. So we have information all over our social media pages. You can find it on our website. It is Glenwood Middle School, which is right on North Main Street, Mondays through Thursdays from 11:30 to 12:30. And you just show up. You don't have to fill out any paperwork or apply or anything like that. You just show up. On Thursdays, you get to take home Friday's meal with you.
Gotcha.
So there's a meal for all the days of the week. And adults can come. Adult meals are $4.25. So you can come as a whole family if you if you want to. And there's a little bit of connection and food for your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anything we missed?
No, I'd just like to shout out a couple organizations, one being the YMCA, who provides those Feed a Child opportunities on Thursdays that they take home with them, so that's a great benefit. But also a shout out to Family Children First Council and United Way, who have helped support this a bit financially in collaboration with Findlay City Schools. And lastly, the public library is going to begin bringing books to the cafeteria so that kids can even take free books home.
Very good.
So
wow,
some great organizations in town helping support the cause.
Very good. Kelly Cheney and Stephanie Wren in Findlay City Schools in the summer lunch program. So have a great summer.
Thanks so much.
We're just getting started, and it'll be over.
That's right. It'll go quick.
Back to school soon.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that. Yeah. So my wife said the back-to-school supplies are already popping up in the store.
Right.
So, So all in the good stuff here this morning. Thanks to TJD Industrial Services. Community Day at McDonald's. More coming up. We will hear from Carol Metzger from Cancer Patient Services here just after 8 o'clock.